Mix 94.7 KMCH. Next weekend is a big weekend, of course, but we got a lot of fun stuff getting ready for this weekend. Let's talk about, though, the Friday night farmers market coming up next Friday. Diane is here. Jeff's here. They're married. They know each other, so they showed up together. They carpooled. They saved time. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Diane, I told you to use the microphone, and you're sitting 5 feet away from it. Gee whiz. We a little decorum this morning, please. First of all, how are you guys?
We're great.
We've got a big big farmer's market. Now, I admittedly have never made it to a Friday night farmer's market. Well, I'm ashamed to say it.
Well,
I apologize.
Now you have a chance.
Now I have a chance next Friday. Let's talk about, Jeff, how this thing kind of all got started.
Well, it first got started when we got the farmer's market moved to Saturday mornings. And all the vendors there, they show, you know, the Manchester farmer's market, the people show up every morning. On Saturday morning, whether rain or shine, mm-hmm. you know, they're growing their produce and that. And we were just looking. I'd always go down there and heckle them.
Yeah.
On Saturday morning.
Yeah, I see the type.
And anyway, I got to thinking and talking to the vendors. I said, well, would you be interested in trying a Friday night farmer's market? Mm-hmm. So Jan Conrad, she goes, well, yeah, we'd probably do that. She said I'd talk to the vendors. So anyway, it took a couple years till we got that going. Mm-hmm. And the reason we started it is there's a certain group of people that go on Saturday mornings, and then there's a different group that actually will come on Friday nights. But our also goal in having a Friday night farmers market is we wanted to get the community together just to, you know, enjoy an evening of something different, you know. And that's why we started it. And then through our Hughes Memorial Trust, the watershed, we just want to help people. So at the beginning of what we do, you know, we have free food, free music, and our goal is with families, especially right now with the tough economic times of inflation, people can bring a lawn chair, mm-hmm. bring their own beverage of choice, water pop or whatever they want to drink, and it's an affordable evening. You bring your kids, they can play. We have a sand pile there and all that. So that's kind of in a nutshell why we did it.
Kind of community togetherness. And now how many years has this been going on with you guys sponsoring the Hughes Memorial Trust and everything?
Well, 2011 is when we had our first River Fest. Mm-hmm. We called it, I think it was called Fill the River.
Okay.
And we had a person from Greeley donate a hog. We grilled the whole hog, mm-hmm. cut it up, had music there. Well, actually, Tim Morehouse and those guys, I can't remember the exact band name then. But, yeah, and it just kind of, we kept doing it. Mm-hmm. And then from doing that, we just moved on to, hey, this Friday night farmers market would be something that would be interesting.
And Diane, you guys mentioned, Jeff mentioned all kinds of stuff, and it's free. That's got to be a good feeling to be able to provide that kind of entertainment and a kind of venue for people to just come out and be about for a while.
Yeah, Jeff and I are co-trustees of the Hughes Memorial Trust, and the watershed is an entity of our trust. It's a 501c3 organization designed to create goodwill and to enhance the lives of the citizens of Delaware County and the surrounding communities. So our goal is to get people together, mm-hmm. to have a fun, family, enjoyable, and affordable evening of music and fun and free food.
Oh, yeah. And so let's talk about next Friday. What specifically is going to be going on? You guys have it all kind of narrowed down and ready to go, Diane?
Well, since it's rhubarb season, and I was on the rhubarb committee for about 7 or 8 years, I decided that we should bring rhubarb back.
So yeah. Doesn't love rhubarb, first right. of all? Rhubarb cake, all the good stuff.
So we are going to have rhubarb brats. They're going to be made by the Edgewood Locker. We're having pie and pastry. Marge and Tim Rines from Edgewood are making rhubarb pies fresh Friday morning. We're having free ice cream, and also we're having some pork loins cooked all by the pork producers here of Manchester.
Awesome. And this is all free, Jeff. I mean, yeah, obviously if you buy something at the farmer's market, you know, you it's on your own, but everything else surrounding, it's all free courtesy of the trust and everything.
Yes.
Awesome. What are you looking forward to most? What vegetable are you going to get down there and get on Saturday or on Friday? Excuse me.
You know, I like all the vegetables and that, and, you know, different times during the farmer's market, we actually will give some different stuff out, but it's all good, mm-hmm. you know, and people are bringing more and more different things to the market than just the produce.
Yeah, there's decorations and stuff, yeah, too.
People making flowers and that. It's just kind of a fun atmosphere. And if you really haven't experienced Saturday morning, that's really kind of fun because I walk around every Saturday morning, which I don't have to be there. But for the last 6 years, we've donated through the trust. We've the porta potty, the dumpster.
Which is very important.
Electricity. And, you know, I just like everything about the atmosphere. That's the whole thing. There's nothing more enjoyable than like on our Friday night farmer's market when you see a bunch of people sitting there in their lawn chairs. They brought their kids. It's an affordable evening. And they just got kind of smiles on their faces. And it's like, hey, this is a good time.
And it's right here. You're not having to drive anywhere. It's right here in your own backyard.
Yeah. And that's our goal is Diane and I are both 65. I turned 65 last year, so did she. We just
I'm sure she's glad you told that on the radio, Jeff.
So, you know, it's just enjoyable to have activities in Manchester where you don't have to drive away.
So this, again, the Friday night farmer's market, next Friday night, what time does everything kind of get started and kicked off?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, be there. What time does it end?
9 o'clock.
And what time do we go for leftover pie at your guys' place?
If there's any left, you can come afterwards.
Let's be honest. There's not going to be any left. So if anybody needs any more info, they want to talk to you guys about it, what's the best way to go about doing that?
You can contact us. Our phone number is 927-6503.
There you go. And then the Manchester Chamber, too, is 927-4141 as well. So that way people aren't calling you guys at all hours of the night.
Yeah, they have a lot of the information, and it's just good, like, with the Manchester Chamber, tourism, you know, to get things going in Manchester. We just want to bring people together, have a good time.
Well, knock on wood, the weather will be perfect for it next Friday. You were just telling Eileen out in the lobby, you really haven't had to cancel many of these things.
We've been fortunate. We've only had one that we had to cancel since 2011, our first Riverfest Fill the River, we called it. So
knock on wood. Yep. There we go. Thank you guys for coming in, and I look forward to seeing you Friday night. I'm going to make my first one next Friday night.
I'll save you a piece of rhubarb pie.
Please do. Oh, I can't wait for that. Jeff, Diane, thank you guys for coming in, and thanks to the Hughes Memorial Trust for continuing on this tradition and making it possible for everybody, too.
All right. Appreciate having us, Justin.
You betcha. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our business of the day giveaway comes up next.